Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move, also by First Baptist Church and by Tallgrass Motors.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
And on a community connection on AM 1400 K1, I got the opportunity, as I usually do the first Friday of a month, to talk with somebody from Washington County government. And I got Jill Spitzer in this morning, Washington County Clerk. Jill, you've been in office now for, what, about 7 years, something?
4 years.
4 years, okay. Well, yes. Not as long as I thought, but you've been around the office for seemingly forever, although I know you haven't, but a long time.
It's been 14 years.
Yeah, that's long enough, yeah. Mm-hmm. County Clerk's office, that's one of those offices in the courthouse, and I know you're just inside the front door, but a lot of us, other than unless we're getting married or we got to pay a ticket or, you know, something court-related, we kind of walk on by. And so we don't get to know you and know what you do and all the services that you offer. I want to start off with something that I guess most people, you know about jury trials, but maybe we watched a movie about a jury trial or a TV show or something like that. But very few of us actually get to serve on a jury. And so let's just talk about that. You got a jury pool coming in real soon, right?
Yes, we do on Friday.
Okay. And so what is involved? I mean, not so much in what you do, but what can we expect if we're called to call up, come in for a jury?
Oh, probably 2 months before the date that you are to show up, you will be getting a jury summons from our office. Mm-hmm. And it's actually not from our office. We submit 700 names 2 months prior to the check-in date. Mm-hmm. And
I think a lot of people understand that mm-hmm. even though it might come from some private contractor mm-hmm. who prints them for you, but they see it as coming from your office.
Yes.
It's as close to things to a real Jill Spritzer signature as we're going to get.
Yes. Yes, that's right. Yeah. And on there, it will give you a lot of information, you know, of what needs to be done. There's a website you can log on to, or you can call our phone number at the office and either confirm that you're going to be there, or you can say, well, I'm a college student, a full-time college student, someone over the age of 70. Those are reasons that we can excuse you for, as long as we have proof mm-hmm. That you are a college student.
Yeah.
If you're over the age of 70, we require just a date of birth and your juror ID number, and we have a sheet that has the date of birth, so we would confirm that. Mm-hmm. And a college student, we would need something
enrollment paperwork.
Yes.
Or college ID or something that
yeah.
says not
mm-hmm.
only have you been a college student, but you're actually taking classes now.
Yeah, and you're enrolled in, you know, either the fall or the spring semester, and you will be excused for that reason. And you know, there's many other reasons on there.
Mm-hmm.
We have an excusal date that Judge Delap sets up the day before mm-hmm. the actual check-in date for people who want to present their reason for not being there.
Yeah, something that's not a stock reason.
Yes.
I have a doctor's appointment the first day of the jury trial, and I may have surgery, hypothetically,
yes.
You know.
Yeah, those are reasons you would come in and see the judge the day before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are there other occupations that not guaranteed but easily excused, and I don't know what they might be, but a teacher or somebody who, you know, I know my wife got what I'm going to call, may not be the legal term, a deferral. You don't have to serve this term, but next term you're due mm-hmm. because the jury trial was supposed to start the first day of the school year, and by contract, you know, you can't take off for school for X number of days because they want the students mm-hmm. to start with a real teacher.
Yes. That would be something the judge would have to determine.
And,
yes.
and that just from my, you know, family real life, he said, okay, you know, the September, you're excused, but next, you know, whatever the next term would be, you're in the bin.
So. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. But because it was, you know, specifically that date that was the problem. Mm-hmm. From then on, you become part of a pool, and most of your time that first day probably is going to be sitting around waiting to find out if you actually are serving or sent home.
Yes. Yeah, it takes. If you are assigned to come in at 9 o'clock in the morning, you will be there most of the morning. Getting assigned a panel and just waiting for the judge to go through the process.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that is all interaction with your office in cooperation with the court.
Yes.
Just one of the many things that I know your office is responsible for, mm-hmm. because you are the official record keeper for everything.
Yes, that's correct.
Once you are either assigned to a jury for a specific trial or excused for a period of time, jury pools, you have a period where you still can be called back for. Is it 3 months? Is that right? Or
It will go for between 3 and 5 months.
Okay.
We had our last jury term started January 8th of this year. Mm-hmm. And they were held until this one starts. The next jury term starts, and then the one previously is done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's more of a matter of when we need to call mm-hmm. up another round of people.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And there, it's not certainly what most people make per day, but you are compensated for your time.
Yes.
And that is set by law, is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, it's set by law. It's $20 per day, and mileage if you're outside of the city limits.
Mm-hmm. So, again, it's and I understand because they want to set that at a rate that is something for your time, but they're not trying to say we're replacing your wages.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we are talking things over with Jill Spitzer. And Jill, what else do we, I guess, want to talk about jurors? You are, that's a pool determined by, what is it, voter registration? Or how do you arrive at this group of people that you choose
from?
No,
it is from the DPS,
okay.
The Department of Public Safety.
Okay.
It's your driver's license
yes. information.
Yes.
Which is another good reason to make sure, and I know by law you have to keep that up when you move, but that's mm-hmm. one good reason to make sure that that's accurate information.
That's right, and they update it once a year. Our jury management system was down in June mm-hmm. To the first week of July because they were updating the records.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, again, if somebody hasn't changed their address with the driver's license registration, then that letter would be going to where they used to live. And if the post mm-hmm. office, you know, they moved 3 years ago and haven't changed the address, then the post office wouldn't forward that. Mm-hmm. Theoretically, you could be held for not showing up, right?
Yes.
Could, yes. Probably wouldn't, but theoretically you could be.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's just one good reason to keep all that information up to date. This is just one of the many functions that you perform for the court. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that there was online, they could sign on online. Are there mm-hmm. other items that maybe just over the last year or two that have gone online that people just don't know what, you know, that those little records are available online?
Recently in March, Washington County was added to the OSCN public record website,
mm-hmm.
www.oscn.net.
Okay.
And you can get all the public records. We have several records that aren't mm-hmm. for public view, adoptions, juvenile records.
Right. But a lot of those are the same sort of records. For instance, when we write a news story about someone who was arraigned in court last week. That is a public record. We typically pick up the hard copy from your office, but the public then, if I understand correctly, could go online and basically read those same source documents.
Yes.
Okay. We will continue our time with Court Clerk Jill Spitzer coming up in just a moment on AM 1400 K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church's focus on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing our time this morning with Court Clerk Jill Spitzer, and Jill, some of the other things that are very routine for your office. They are a court document in that the court is the official registering office for things like notaries, for marriage licenses, for that kind of thing, right?
Well, we no longer do the notaries.
Okay.
They're done through the Secretary of State.
Got it.
But we issue marriage licenses.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that...
And there are occasional reasons where people need to get an official copy of that marriage license to certify for, well, military service, for one thing. And I'm sure there are a lot of others that I don't think about, but I remember having to supply one of those when I got married, and so that the Air Force would say, yeah, well, you really are. there are other documents that people need an official copy of, and I couldn't even guess what some of them might be.
Divorce decrees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have many people asking for divorce decrees, marriage licenses for Social Security purposes.
Mm-hmm.
They need both.
Yeah.
Divorce decrees and marriage licenses.
Death certificates? I don't know how
we
those...
We don't have death certificates.
Okay.
They have to go to Vital Statistics of Oklahoma to get death certificates. We have many calls for people calling for them and birth certificates.
Sure.
And they're both out of Vital Statistics.
Mm-hmm.
Tulsa has an office for Vital Statistics and Oklahoma City.
Okay, so that would, and I assume that can also be a postal transaction, but many people would probably walk in the front door and said, I need my birth certificate.
Yeah.
Particularly if you were born here in this county.
Yes.
Because other states do have other methods that do it, and so I can see how many people would say, go to the courthouse.
Mm-hmm. And I believe you can Google it and, you know, find Vital Statistics and of Oklahoma, and it'll take you right to it, and it'll have a phone number there to call.
Yeah. One of the other things that I'll say, because we see the people of your office in films, on TV, it's that little court reporter machine that you got somebody over in the corner making the official record of what goes on in court. And that's... That would be an official thing you do as far as keeping track of the minutes, the official record, right?
Well, we have minute clerks in our office,
yeah,
and they just write down what goes on.
It's not a verbatim thing.
No, the court reporters are through the state.
Right.
The district court office hires the court reporters, and we have the minute clerks. In the court clerk's office.
And that's what I was trying to differentiate, what you do and what you don't do, so to speak.
Yes. Okay.
But that is an official record of what went on, and the judges or the litigators could and often do, I'm sure, go back to that.
The court reporter will file transcripts in the case, and we keep the transcripts.
Another website that I'll say we use a lot, and I know it's publicly available, odcr.com. You update the information on that one.
Yes.
And that one, again, is a very brief record of payments made or a 1-2-3 sentence description of what went on that particular day.
Yes, yes. You can view ODCR and now the OSCN network that we're on. You can view the papers. On the ODCR, you can view what papers were filed. And on OSCN, you can view the actual paper that was filed.
Okay, so that's a big difference. How large a staff works in your office? It seems like it's a huge room.
I have 10 full-time employees and one part-time employee.
Okay, and so this is it's a major part of county government, and we're happy that you guys are there keeping all the papers straight.
We're happy to be there.
Your website gives a good detail of many of the things you do, countycourthouse.org, and then they can click on the court clerk's office and find out a lot about what you do and how well you do it. Your picture's there. And let's see, marriage licenses. You probably don't do, private process server licenses. Don't know a lot of that. Beer and pool hall licenses, probably not a lot of that.
No.
But money that comes through your office comes through the court system.
So. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Charlie.
And that's our time this morning on A Community Connection on AM 1400. And that is more news coming up in just a little bit from the Oklahoma News Network.
Here's a unique idea to attract customers to your business. Schedule consumer calls on the road to come to your business. Call your sales representative at 336-1001 and we'll come to you. With consumer calls on the road, we'll broadcast a live remote at your business and watch the results as the traffic flows in. Don't have a sales representative? No problem. Just give us a call at 336-1001 and we'll gladly set you up with one of our finest and get you connected fast.